Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Your writing is probably sitting in some AI's training dataset right now. The question isn't whether it can be used. The question is whether you have any say in the matter at all. That's what this piece is about. I've laid out how different countries are approaching this, and the differences are striking. Japan is the most aggressive. In 2018, they amended their copyright law to say that data analysis for any purpose is permitted, including commercial AI training. The United States relies on case law centered on a doctrine called transformative fair use. When Google Books scanned millions of volumes, courts ruled it lawful, and AI training follows the same logic. The European Union offers a middle path. Scraping is allowed, but creators can opt out. The problem is that only large publishers have the infrastructure to actually exercise that opt-out. Independent creators have no real leverage. Then there's Taiwan. We have no framework at all. In the 2024 LawsNote case, a legal database platform faced a strict ruling after scraping content. The message was clear: web crawling carries legal risk, and you may be sued. But that's not balance. That's a void with no guidance. I live inside this situation myself. Every article I've written at Polkuo 12 could be used for training. I know it, I can't stop it. And the law gives me no tools to do anything about it. In the United States, the market speaks. In the European Union, regulation speaks. In Japan, national policy speaks. In Taiwan, silence speaks. And the cost of that silence is paid by every individual creator alone.